Well, I think one of the most important lessons I was taught as a kid, as a child, was from my mom, who taught us that above all things, doing the right thing is most important. My dad was one who always encouraged. He was a born encourager. He would tell my sister, "You're pretty. You're beautiful." He would tell my brother, who was really smart, you're really smart. And he would tell me, "Man, you're a great athlete. You're a good guy." And he always encouraged us, always. And so whenever we face situations out there, we always thought we could overcome them. There was nothing that the Green boys and girls couldn't overcome. And we heard that all the time, all the time. I had a coach who, in a different way, encouraged me that I could be a great running athlete. I started track in the 10th grade and football in the 11th grade, so that's pretty late. However, in middle school, where I met this coach, he was always encouraging me to participate, and I didn't. And so I think he helped me to identify the possibilities, which I never even thought about the possibilities. I think real true success is when, yes, you have reached a goal, reached yours, but it's how many others have you helped along the way. When you give up yourself in the mentoring process, it's different than the fact that I worked and I got a check. It's a different, totally different feeling. It's because it deals with a person's life, and it's almost unexplainable, you know, the feeling or the sense that you get when you have worked with young people, as I have for years, and so much so that they went from little kids, little baby girls, if you look on our walls, to college students, and even students that I know are married with children now, and you just know that. That was it. It's not how much money I had or how much they screamed my name, but when you look at that person, I just don't. You feel a sense that you have accomplished and fulfilled something that it has no equal. It has no equal. So I would encourage everyone to take advantage of what I call the most awesome privilege in all of human existence.